The day the Israelites left Egypt. Exodus chapter 12 to 15. God told Moses and Aaron to prepare themselves for the 10th plague. Tell all the Israelites to catch a clean lamb and put its blood on their front doors, and tell them to roast the meat and eat it. I will go around Egypt and kill all the firstborns. However, I will pass over the houses with blood on their doors, for I will know that they are the houses of the Israelites. As night arrived, an angel of the Lord killed all the firstborns in Egypt, except for those of the Israelites. Soon after, all of Egypt was full of grief, and the crying of the people could be heard. Pharaoh quickly called for Moses and Aaron. "Quickly leave this land. Go and worship your God." The Israelites finally left Egypt. They were in a hurry, so they took unleavened bread and left. Moses said, "Remember this day, the day you came out of Egypt and slavery. The Lord has saved you." The Israelites called this day the Passover, and every year on this day they ate unleavened bread. That night, 600,000 grown men and many more women and children left Egypt. God led the way for Moses and the people of Israel. He showed them the way with a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire during the night. As Pharaoh saw the Israelites leave, he changed his mind again and decided he wanted them back as slaves. He got on his chariot and with his army went after the Israelites. Finally, they got near the Israelites who were camped near the sea. Seeing Pharaoh and his army, the Israelites cried out to Moses, "It would have been better to have stayed in Egypt. Why have you brought us here only to let us die?" Moses answered, "Do not be afraid. The Lord will save us." God spoke to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Stretch your staff out and divide the sea." The pillar of cloud moved behind the Israelites and stayed between them and the army of Pharaoh. When Moses stretched out his hand, a strong wind blew. Then the sea divided and the floor of the sea could be seen. The sea split into two, and a wall formed, showing a path. The Israelites quickly walked across. The Egyptian army came straight after them. As soon as all the Israelites crossed, Moses once again stretched out his hand over the water. Suddenly, the divided sea poured back, and all the Egyptian soldiers drowned. The people of Israel saw the amazing work of the Lord, and believed in him and his servant Moses. Moses and the Israelites rejoiced and celebrated with singing and dancing.